This is Along the Way, a podcast showcasing the culture and meaning behind the For This Way, our values in action. In each episode, we will chat with people from across our firm for insights on how they bring our cultural DNA to life. These are the stories that make us one For This and that drive us to unlock the potential of all whom we serve. Without further ado, welcome to Along the Way.
Hello and welcome to Along the Way. I'm your host, Mike Brothers. This month, we're exploring another of our values in action, operate as one For This. And once again, we're really fortunate to be speaking with another of our inaugural Key Award winners about today's topic. Casey Potts is a senior managing consultant with the firm's deal advisory practice focused on serving M&A clients. She started as an intern with the firm in 2013 and worked in the Kansas City market for about 2 years before relocating to Atlanta. Casey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Nice to be here.
Yeah. So first, tell me, I asked Ling about this in our last episode, and I really want you to tell us about that day that you found out that you had won the Key Award. It's For This Day. You've got firm leadership around. I believe your family was there. What was that like?
It was certainly an exciting and surprising day. It did not go the way that I thought it would by any means, that I'd be in there, you know, see some of the my Atlanta colleagues. And pretty early on in the morning, I noticed that Chris Dalton, who is the managing partner of our deal advisory practice, and Matt Snow, who's the chairman of our governing board at For This, were there. And it brought me some pause, but thought, you know, it's above my pay grade, and kind of went about with the morning. And it was so special when Matt stood up and started talking about this new award they were presenting. And his delivery was quite the cliffhanger. He didn't give away any pronouns. He at first started really broad. And then as he started leaving these little nuggets, I just started to pause. And I thought, that sounds really familiar. And it was just so surprising when he announced my name. And my husband at the time he's been commuting down to South Florida to be a interim CEO for a company down there.
Oh, wow.
So during the week, I don't see him much.
And oh my goodness.
I talked with him about 6 a.m. that morning on For This Day, assuming he was still in Miami. Unbeknownst to me, he was boarding a plane for Atlanta. And Matt directed me
all
to
all these machinations.
Joel walking up, my husband walking up. So he was there for the day as well.
So what does this award mean to you? You've had a chance to reflect on it as a longtime employee and team member. And I'm curious too, especially somebody who started with an intern, has kind of grown up here with the firm. What's it mean to you?
It's hard to put that into words, Mike. I think, you know, my husband challenged me to let it sink in. I think some of us, maybe if you're like me, don't take compliments very well, or just kind of let them bounce off of you, or just expect very high standards of yourself. So, you know, maybe a success is just what you expect. But I took his advice and I did really let it sink in. And after doing so, I just felt so much gratitude. Gratitude for my family, my husband, my colleagues, this firm. And I think it's easy to journey through life and always be unsure if what you're doing matters or thinking, what is this all for? And so this award was just such a blessing to be affirmed in those ways.
And what do you want others to know about this award, this topic? You spoke at Vision, and by the way, your full comments are available on Share on our internet. But what was your message in that delivery?
Well, I tried to start with that posture of gratitude of what I felt and highlight people that had invested in me along the way. As you mentioned, I did grow up in this firm. It's been fun. It's been a journey to watch the firm grow and now merge, and where we are now is one For This. But I think, you know, my main point was to communicate to people that measurements of success in this world can be often materialistic or monetary. Mm-hmm. And my challenge was just for people to consider that success is not simply what we accomplish in our lives, but rather what we inspire in others to accomplish. And mm-hmm. So that idea was what I tried to leave with people, because I've been the beneficiary of that.
Yeah. A people dividend.
Yes, like exactly.
Okay, we're going to talk about one For This. So I want to ask you about some of the tenets that we've laid out as a firm about that. And One of those I know you want to talk about is to set up our firm for success and have each other's backs and win as a team. So to me, when I read that, it's a bit of the definition of one Forvis. But you know, when you read that, do you have a thought or an example or something that comes to mind?
Yeah, I think winning as a team has a special place in my heart. I grew up being an athlete and played through college. Uh-huh. And being a part of a team, it just makes things better. I have the blessing of being a part of the transaction advisory services team and have been doing that for 10 years now. And our team doubled with the merger. Right. And I have a little bit of a unique vantage point because while I am a legacy BKD employee, I've been in Atlanta, which is legacy DHG territory. Mm-hmm. And, over that time in Atlanta, I have gotten to know different clients or prospects, different private equity groups in the Southeast, one of which was a legacy DHG client. And so it wasn't probably 60 days after the merger, that client reached out, expressing extreme interest and excitement in the merger, which was fantastic to see from an outside perspective. And with that, he wanted to work with a combined one Forvis team,
yeah,
which was just really exciting. And so I was able to work alongside Kate Leveroni, who is our TAS partner here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And we were able to serve that client in a true one Forvis team, not 60 days after the merger.
So what were some takeaways from that early on? I mean, surely it couldn't have been easy in one way because we're bringing all these things together, but probably culture-wise, it was fairly smooth from what you're describing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what Kate and I learned is we have a lot more similarities than differences. And we've memorialized the Forvis way in our Unmatched Client Experience book. And that's not something that we've just papered, right? But it is truly something that both of these legacy firms and now together as one firm, we live out. And so we are providing that unmatched client experience. And so there was a lot of fluidity in working together, though it was very quick after the merger.
Yeah. Another tenet we have that in order to be successful is, leverage and trust the full capabilities of the firm. So, what can you say about that? And, what were some ways that you leveraged those capabilities early on and built trust in one another?
Yeah, that's a great question. With working with Kate and her team, one thing that was just extremely refreshing and humbling was just when you work with new people, there's a lot of unknown and uncertainty, maybe a little bit of risk there. But what was great was there was immediate trust because the foundation goal was the same. And so I think it speaks to the quality of this merger and who we are as one Forvis. But it also, just speaks to the caliber of the people within those legacy firms. Just, I can't speak highly enough about Kate and her team. And we're looking forward to working together continually in the future.
Yeah, cool. All right. So we have been one firm for about a year now. And we all know that the process of merging in some ways is still going on, operationally. But as we've navigated these waters over the last year, I wondered if you could talk to us about your mindset. You mentioned you were an athlete. Mindset is so important when you go into a game, when you go into an engagement, when you go into these things. Do you have a thought on the mindset or strategy that you have employed for operating as one team?
Yeah. Great question, Mike. I think when it comes to mindset, our perception or our perspective is our reality. And that frames everything that we do. It's a filter, if you will. And so my posture, and I think the posture of the people within the firm is that we've only scratched the surface. We've raised the bar. We've only scratched the surface as to what is in the cards for our combined strengths and capabilities. And so, taking that, change can be daunting. Change can be scary. And there's two ways to look at it, right? An opportunity for growth or the opposite. And I, my mindset this whole time has just been, it's nothing but opportunity.
Yeah. I love it. We also heard a lot about mentorship in the nominations written about you. And I know that operating as one firm, it's important for us to build mechanisms for mentorship and guidance. So do you have an approach for that? What is your approach and what's worked for you as both the mentee and the mentor?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite parts about the work, about my profession and my career, it's the people side of things. Obviously here to serve clients, but we do that with strong teams internally. I've been the beneficiary of, like I mentioned, great mentors in my career. And I think that goes back to when I was very young in my career, the firm allowed me an opportunity to stay, though I relocated to Atlanta with my husband due to his job. And so viewing people as humans rather than numbers is what this firm displays and models. And I try to do that as well. And I'm very passionate about mentoring others and investing in them. And yet again, it's a mindset that we're all humans, you know, we're coming to work, but we all have a lot of stuff going on in the background of our lives. And just remembering that is very important. I think that builds a lot of trust. People are seen, people are feel valued, and therefore they're going to contribute beyond even what they think they can. Mm-hmm. I think it's that idea of, you know, when the tide rises, all the boats rise with it. It's we're in it together and we're better for it. And like you said, it's the human dividend that surpasses anything else.
Now, you said just a minute ago, we've only scratched the surface. So looking ahead, what excites you about the future of the firm in year two, three, and beyond?
Yeah. I think the opportunities are endless. I talk with people, you know, in the market, and it's like the client I mentioned earlier in our conversation, just the excitement and even his vantage point, looking into the merger early on, he was excited for us. So I think we've only scratched the surface in a way of there's time that we have to integrate. And though I had an experience early on, you know, that integration is still only a fraction of the way of where it can be. And I'm excited to see more of these, what I call purple teams, legacy BKD Red and DHD Blue, coming together and serving truly as one Forvis, because our capabilities are endless. I mean, I used to think there was any question from a client, I knew that there was an expert in the firm, legacy BKD. Now I know without a shadow of a doubt, there is someone within our combined pool of 6,000 professionals that is ready and able and willing to provide that unmatched client experience. And so I'm excited to see where it's going to go.
Very good. All right. Well, Casey, thanks so much for joining us today. And thanks for everyone who's listening. We will catch you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Along the Way, featuring conversations about our purpose, mission, vision, and values in action at Forvis. New episodes are produced each month. If you have an idea for a person or topic to be featured, email us at communication@forvis.com. Please join us again for more in-depth discussions about helping those we serve unlock their full potential. Until our next episode, onward and forward.